Peter Jones just sitting there thinking we're going to have that's the shorter version, you see. You thought it was going to be like 40 seconds and I was going to do the same thing again.
No, I like it.
Right. Joined in the studio by author Peter Jones, all the W's Peter Jones, author.com, writer of lots of self-help books, and also The Good Guy's Guide to Getting the Girl, which is new and improved and 8% funnier.
Yeah.
And
8% funnier.
How do you know it's only 8% funny? Is that seriously what you've done? Have you actually marked it? Did you sort of do a little graph?
Excel spreadsheet? And no. I'll just
trace description. People will have you for that if they've read it and they said like it's 7.5%.
I'd like to know how they measured it.
Well, it's maybe in chalkles. I don't know.
Do you want to know why it's 8% funny?
Why is it 8% funny? What have you put in there?
Well, what happened was the first edition of that book came out last September,
yeah.
And it did very, very well back in September for that first week. It roared up the charts, got to, I think it was number 9 in women's contemporary fiction. Women's humorous contemporary fiction. I was right up there with the likes of Bridget Jones's Diary and that sort of stuff. And it did really, really well for a week, and then it sort of like started to come down, and sort of disappeared into obscurity, which was very disappointing. But it was enough to attract the attention of my aforementioned agent, and and she read it and she said, "I really like this, and I think it's still got legs."
Mm.
And she managed to negotiate a publicity deal with Amazon, which is quite nice.
Yeah.
And she said, "I think we can tweak it a little bit." So we put in a couple of extra scenes. We gave it a nice, bright new cover.
Yep.
And so we sort of like relaunched it, rebranded it. And it is, if it's not 8%, it's at least 8% funnier.
It is really difficult. So I say this to all the writers and that come in, because we have so many fantastic musicians with their albums.
Yeah.
And it's such a shame, because people come in and you hear their albums or you read their books and you think, it's really brilliant. It's as brilliant as the people that are up there. But sometimes it's just through not having the luck or not being in the right place at the right time that your book or your album just doesn't do anything. And it's a terrible shame when you've got so many, you know, talented writers, musicians and artists. But that is the way of
the world.
But it doesn't stop you from continuing to carry on writing and developing a fan base. It's the same thing. And also, it's a little bit easier now because you've got Twitter, you've got Facebook, you can do a lot of self-promotion.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah, still a tough job though.
Mm.
But it's fun. But you know, I'm having more fun than I've ever had before. So it's. I was going to say I'd recommend it to everybody. I'm not sure actually that's true, but because it is a tough business, but it is a lot of fun as well.
Now you have to be disciplined to do the writing. So with the self-help books, you actually go out and you do give inspirational talks to people as well, and you've got your blog.
Yeah.
So tell us about, why did you get into self-help? What changed in your life that made you want to do that? Because that is kind of because you've got your fiction, which is. Did you hear that? There we go. See, it's a nice thick book. That wasn't Peter, by the way. I'm just stabbing him on the leg.
That's the book.
That's the book. So you've got your fiction, but why did you start getting involved in self-help?
Well, I didn't want to. That kind of happened by accident, didn't it? It was quite a few years ago now. I lost my wife and to a brain hemorrhage, and it was all very sudden. And as you can imagine, that turned my life upside down back then. And it made me rethink everything. You know, I started questioning absolutely everything, I had this real sort of. I went through a period of sort of like self-discovery, really. And one of the things I realised was I wasn't a particularly happy person back then at all. There had been some happy moments, most of them in the previous 3 years, most of them down to Kate. But I realised that I didn't want my life to be about moments of happiness. I wanted to be happy all of the time.
Mm.
So I used to work in credit card banking back then. I was a fix-it man, and I took those problem-solving skills that I'd been using to make rich men richer and applied them to the problem of my own life about the fact that I seemed to be unhappy. So, those sort of problem-solving methodologies and sort of like... And it started to work. I remember one, I was having a conversation with somebody at work, and she said, "What are you doing at the weekend?" And I said, "I'm having a Boxing Day." And she said, "You're doing a what?" And I had to tell her about Boxing Day. And she said, "What else is on this master plan, this happiness master plan?" And so I told her about some of the other ideas I have, now lists and wish lists and how I set myself goals, but how I make sure I do them, and how I've pointed my life in a new direction, how I'm happier than I've ever been. And she said, "That's great. You ought to write that as a book. People would buy that in their millions." And so the short story is I actually did that. I did write the book.
And we're not going to tell you about Boxing Days because you will have to buy Peter's book to find out what a Boxing Day is. That's fair enough,
isn't it? Yeah, it's true, yeah. Or just go to the blog and he'll tell you.
Yeah, if you go to the blog, it's all the W's, peterjonesauthor.com. Just quickly onto the book, The Good Guy's Guide to Getting the Girl. Just tell us a little bit and then we're going to take a quick break for the magazine and we're going to come back.
Well, now, this sounds like self-help, but it isn't. It's fiction. It's a story, okay? It's kind of a Bridget Jones's Diary, but from a man's point of view, okay? Yeah. It's about a 30-something-year-old guy called Jason and how he sort of, like, finally splits up with his long-term girlfriend of Liz, who's quite a controlling sort of, like, character. She's not really a very nice person. And he finally thinks, I've had it with sort of, like, the Liz's of this world. I want to, you know, he really wants to find his Kylie Minogue. And...
What's that? She's here, Kylie.
So he starts. So he sets off on this journey to try and find the woman of his dreams, and he comes up with various nutty methods in order to find her.
Mm.
And you know, along the way, he risks friends, a career, you know, everything in order to find this woman.
Now we're going to talk more. I'm just going to do some quick bit of travel, and then we'll have some ads, and we'll be back with more from Peter Jones. No idea. I think that was Carly trying to get in through the window. She was. Did you hear her? I think she meant Peter. That was the sound. It sounded very much like a drill, but I think it could have been Kylie.
Right. I'll go and have a look.
Phoenix FM.
Yeah, you're going to get right fed up with that music, aren't you?
I don't know. I want somebody to play that every time I walk into a room. I think it...
I think it worked really well. I've taken some lovely pictures of you today. They look really well, I think. You always wear a hat. Peter is... because you're 6'4". You don't really need to be much taller, but you always wear a nice hat.
Thank you. Yeah, I like wearing hats.
I love that red. Now, on your... either on your blog, you've bought yourself a velvet top hat.
I know. Well, that was a bit of a mad moment, really.
Was it very expensive?
No. It was quite reasonable.
It's brilliant.
Yeah.
You just wear it when you go out, because people will go,
I
who
can't
is?
Wear
why not?
That out. I actually had friends email me and say, don't wear the hat on Saturday.
I think this red top hat, it just you're just sort of strolling down, because people will remember you.
They certainly will. Yeah, yeah. I think there's that loony with the red top hat again.
You just got to wear the right attire for it. You can't wear it with it. You've got to wear it with more or less a suit jacket, haven't you? Like a
the whole regalia.
Yeah. Well, you have to, because if you wear it just with, I don't know, it's one of those things you just can't throw under like a top hat.
Yeah. I think I'm just going to put it on a hat stand at home, and I might wear it for talks or something like that.
Just the hat?
Sometimes I do workshops, and I have it like I have this genie hat, like an Aladdin genie, sort of like an Aladdin thing, and I put that on. That always gets a big laugh. So there you go.
Now, just before we talk more about the book, where does you're starting reviewing films as well?
That was just more or less by accident. My friend, I've got a friend on Facebook called Chris, and you know how easy it is to set up a group on Facebook? It's dead easy. And he set up Chris's Film Club and then just invited his friends and said, feel free to invite your friends. So everybody did. And before you knew it, there was like a whole load of people on there just sort of saying, oh, I went to cinema this week. I saw this film. It was quite good, you know. And so I started doing that as well. And but me being me, I can't just write, it was all right. You know, I had to write a little bit more. And I thought to myself, you know, because the blog was looking sort of like I hadn't done much on it for absolutely ages. Or if I had, it was all like just, you know, buy my book, which is very boring. And I thought, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to take these reviews that I've done of various films and sort of turn them into blog posts. And they're quite popular. People quite like them. So,
do you film them?
The reviews?
Yeah.
No, I think
you could have Peter's top hat film choices. Right. And then you just sit there with your top hat on, obviously, and then you go, you've got 1 minute, and you're going to do a film in 1 minute and actually talk it and have your red hat and have a different hat on every
next
time.
Next week, I am going to try doing my first vlog. Is it called a vlog?
Mm.
Yeah. And so I'm going to sit in front of a video camera and have a crack at it. So... So this time next week, you'll be able to, you know, if it's not on the blog and not on Facebook this time next week, you'll know it's a failure.
Well, I'm just going to keep going on YouTube and put it on there. I want to see it. Now, The Good Guy's Guide to Getting the Girl. Yeah. What is the, what was your particular favourite part of the book? Because it must be a struggle. You've got the ideas, you're putting them down, and you must get parts and you're thinking, because you've got to get pacing right.
It took me 10 years to write that.
Yeah.
Absolutely, you know, and often when... often people's first novel takes quite a while because basically you are learning as you go along.
Yeah.
So it's been written and rewritten so many times, but I don't really have a favourite. There were quite a few scenes in there which I really, really love. There's a lovely, lovely romantic scene between the hero Jason and his old school crush Melanie, and it's sort of like the book goes back in time for that chapter. It goes back to the 1980s when he's only like about 18, 19, and he gets trapped in London one night because British Rail wasn't really working very well, you know. And it's so
the good old days.
Yeah, the good old days. Do you remember that? You
know, so get the night bus home.
So he's sitting in Wimpy, and then, you know, and then in comes Melanie.
Brown Derby.
Yeah, Melanie Jones. Brown Derby?
Derby was a donut with the ice cream and the chocolate sauce and peanuts on top.
Really?
Yeah.
I never knew that. There you go. I used to go to
you
Wimpy.
You thought it was a hat, didn't you?
I thought it was a horse or something. And it's Brown Derby at the finish line. And there's this lovely romantic scene where the two of them, you know, they go to the pub and he grants her three wishes because, you know, because he's looking a bit down, and, you know, and it's I love that scene so much. It's really lovely. And then it all goes crashing down and it sort of all goes pear-shaped. So.
I was saying to my author yesterday, who would play...
I knew you were going to say that. I came prepared.
You've got pictures. Who would play the main characters in your book?
Well, the main character is called Jason, yep. Okay? And I have this... I'm a bit superstitious about this because when I read a book, okay, and I tend to cast it in my mind. So I'm going to leave that down to the reader. But some of the other people... His best friend, Alex, could be played by Nick Frost.
Oh, yeah, I like him. Yeah,
His old school crush, Melanie, could be played by Jessica Alba.
Yeah.
And his ex-girlfriend, Liz, could be played by Rachel Weisz.
You wish! She's lovely, isn't she?
She is lovely, but she's also got that kind of edginess.
Yeah, she has. Yeah, very beautiful. She's married to, isn't she, to James Bond.
Is she? What, Daniel Craig?
Daniel Craig, she's married to, okay, yeah. Very quiet
lucky
little wedding head,
yeah.
But she's a beautiful woman, though, and very good actress. I like her.
Yeah. I think it'll be a while for the film. It'll be, you know, but who knows? It might be around the corner.
Mm.
Keep your fingers crossed.
What about, you've got no sort of like actors you've playing the lead role, you know?
What, you men you're talking about? Well, Gary, who's his nemesis, could be played by this man, Jack Hudson.
He's nice.
It needs to be played by somebody like that.
Yeah, you just got loads of pictures of women there.
Hang on, well, that's because there's quite a lot of females in the role. Oh, there's a photographer, a chap called Dave Fells, which would be brilliant if he was played by Bill Nye.
Oh, yes, he's a good actor, isn't he?
Nye.
Yes.
He's now, in everything I know.
If you want to find out more, because we're coming up with the news, all the W's, peterjonesauthor.com, and also The Good Guy's Guide to Getting the Girl is out now. 8% Funny, you can get it on Amazon, you can get it via your website and good bookshops as well, and Kindle.
Yes, absolutely, all formats.
Lovely.
Yeah.
So I'll see you again soon.
Yeah, all right, see you soon.
Would have been, see, don't even sound genuine then. Yeah, see you soon. No chance. That's all that said. Here we go. Here's the news. On the hour across Brentwood.